Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, Patriots, Preppers, Redoubters. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you are listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, just trying to get through a cold. I am wiped out, so this is going to be a short show because I need to get some rest. But I was scheduled to be on, just do my honest level best to be here for you guys because you take the time out to meet me on the air and to listen. And there's so many things that I wanted to talk about this week, and it's just been agonizing not to be able to. Things have been happening so fast. There's been so much in the news. Of course, you know, America rose to the occasion. Our finest law enforcement, the FBI, the Boston Police, the Massachusetts State Police. These people went after some terrorists, hunted them down, and are bringing them to justice. One has already met his justice. He's dead. The other one is in the hands of the authorities. And as it looks like things are unfolding, this could be as part of at least a 12-person sleeper cell, according to some of the latest reports. And so this is a bittersweet time in our country. Of course, we're rising up against terrorism. And this is a very real threat. This is long overdue. I've had some conversations with some people this week, and to be quite honest with you, I'm surprised we haven't seen this earlier. I'm concerned that the state of our country that we're in, that we could be potentially seeing more and more of these. And we've been sheltered from these type of attacks where we can have a marathon, have a athletic competition in our country where we feel like we should be safe. And that's the whole point of terrorism, is to make you feel unsafe in your own homeland, wherever you go, to always be wondering if something could be happening, if an attack could happen to you. And bear with me. I took a little bit of cold medicine. I feel a little swimmy headed and everything. I'm trying to gather my thoughts here, but I definitely wanted to share some of my thoughts on some of the things that are coming out of off the headlines this week. And also want to talk about a little bit about our very first AmronNet that took place on April 18th, which was the day that Paul Revere rode. So it's our American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, keeping with that, remembering our heritage, of the riders that went out that night and Paul Revere to spread the word of coming danger to, their fellow patriots. That's what AMRON is about. In case of an emergency or, some type of, catastrophic event in our country, for patriots to be able to pass the word to one another. But only, of course, leap forward 230 years, we have technology now. And compared to some of the technology, ham radio might seem archaic, because ham radio is just one component of the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, but it's a very critical component. And in the event that our fragile electronic society takes a hit, somehow becomes vulnerable or compromised, and it's not able to be used, we're able to communicate using ham radio. It was a success, but it also gave us lots of learning opportunities. We identified some areas that definitely need to be addressed, because the word did not get spread like we had hoped to, or like how what our goals are when we get a lot of these things ironed out. So we got some great feedback. I'm going to talk about that. Also, I want to talk about Patriots Day, which is not Patriots Day. This is a Patriot and Preparedness Rally, which is going to be a three-day event in July. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I don't know, I might do this in two segments or three. And okay, first of all, I want to discuss some of the things that's going on in the news. You know, when this the terrorist attack in Boston first broke in the news, some of these left-wing extremists that have control over the some microphones and television stations were putting out, it was obvious they were salivating over the thought and wringing their hands in almost giddy fashion, the thought that that the bombings could be that patriots, that Tea Party members, some white conservative Republican could somehow be connected to the attacks, and that was sad. But I'm not sure what's going on now with them. They haven't really said a whole lot. But I'm sure that they're writhing and highly disappointed that it didn't turn out to be a Tea Partier. But they kept saying it over and over, planting that seed in people's minds. And that's how deceptive these people are, is we need to keep the fight up and we need to keep the counter. Well, we need to just speak the truth and shed light on their lies whenever they try to propagate those lies. And be there to stand up against them. Coming out of this, there's several things that are kind of disturbing. Of course, right before that event on during the Boston Marathon, within just days before that, there was a news that broke, and it's got it posted over there. On the 10th, personalliberty.com ran an article stating that the DHS suggests that Christian constitutionalists should get extra surveillance from law enforcement officers. And this is just all part of that demonization process. I'm going to post that on the Highlights and Resources posting for today, so you can go and take a look at that article. There's a lot of stuff coming from out of kind of left field. But I'm not going to do a regular news segment this evening, even though there's, you know, so many things to cover. I just want to hit on a couple of these. Besides that, you know, DHS training people that, you know, Christian constitutionalists should be surveilled a little bit closer, or something that came out of this this terrorist bombing with this 19-year-old that is in custody right now in serious condition. Kudos to our finest there in uniform, who tracked these guys down and killed one and have possession of the other one. What's disturbing, though, is this article here, and this is out of the Washington Post. Four Republican lawmakers who are outspoken on issues of national security and foreign affairs strongly urged that the Obama administration on Saturday... They strongly urged the administration to treat the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing as an enemy combatant and not as a common criminal. Of course, there's nothing common about what he did, but this is how they're trying to sell it. Now, in a joint statement, senators, this should not surprise you, are left-leaning, way left of center. Senator John McCain, amazingly enough, from the great free state of Arizona. Also, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, a Republican. Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, a Republican. And Representative Peter King. This is a, believe it or not, a Republican from New York. Must be an upstater. But these guys credited local law enforcement and federal authorities for moving quickly to apprehend the terrorists, Zarnaev. They got a hold of him. They commended them for their actions of apprehending this guy, and including the decisions to send the FBI's high-value detainee interrogation team to Boston to assist in the manhunt and the subsequent investigation. Okay, so far so good. I have no problems. This is what the FBI should do. This falls within the scope of what they were designed to do, and that is to investigate. Not necessarily law enforcement powers, but definitely investigative powers when you're dealing with terrorism or interstate crimes. No problem with that. The accused perpetrators of these acts were not common criminals attempting to profit from a criminal enterprise, but terrorists trying to injure, maim, and kill innocent Americans, the quartet wrote in a statement issued by their offices on Saturday. Okay, so basically what they're saying is treat him as a enemy combatant. That way he's not afforded the same rights as what the Constitution guarantees a citizen. And their justification for this, of course, is because these guys were not common criminals. So the Bill of Rights only applies to common criminals. And there, back again, we're left leaves us with having to define what is a common criminal. And terrorism isn't a common crime, does that fall outside the purview of a terrorist act if you are captured? Blowing people up is a felony. But anyway, they said that clearly this young man, Tsarnaev, clearly is a good candidate for enemy combatant status. We do not want this suspect to remain silent. Now, this suspect is a terrorist piece of garbage. I understand that. The problem is when you start making exceptions for when the Bill of Rights, which is, these are outlines, these they enumerate God-given rights. This is what we all agree upon. For a U.S. citizen, these rights apply. That means you get a jury trial. That means you get a speedy trial. That means that the burden of proof is on the state. Now, there's no doubt that there's plenty of proof there to convict this guy. Obama did away with the term enemy combatant when he took office, but has retained the broad right to detain indefinitely and without charges anyone who provides substantial assistance to Al-Qaeda and its associates around the globe. Okay, so once again, if we have an American citizen who, being a citizen, falls under certain rights, and those rights are enumerated in the Bill of Rights. This is what I have a problem with. When you have an American citizen with that citizenship, carries an immense privilege. And that is the right to call yourself an American and to claim all of the God-given rights that are enumerated in our Constitution. Being an American citizen is a very powerful thing. At least it's supposed to be, but they've diminished it. Now, what I believe is that this guy should be able to be afforded all of the Bill of Rights. He should be able to get a speedy trial and a trial by jury. And then, I believe, when he's found guilty, he should be hung in the public square and it should be aired on primetime television as a message to everyone else who would like to carry out terrorist attacks on American soil. When they start making exceptions for when the Bill of Rights should apply and when they shouldn't, everyone is for burning the terrorists down to the ground. I'm for it. But only after they've gone through a trial process and after they've been able to have their rights exercised as an American citizen. And this is why. Now, part of me wants to make an exception for this guy and say, put a bullet in him and do whatever it takes to interrogate him. And I don't care if you have to waterboard him, do whatever kind of torture you got to do to find out how deep this cell is and where their funding comes from and everything else. But that starts a very slippery slope. Now, the reason why in my mind, is because when you want to make an exception for terrorists, you have to ask yourself, what's a terrorist? No, we got 290 million people in this country, 300 million people in this country. You could have about 200 million definitions of what a terrorist is. The problem is our government, more specifically Department of Homeland Security, has secured the right to be able to define what a terrorist is. And in the previous story that I just mentioned, they're redefining anyone who wants to homeschool, anyone who believes in the Constitution or speaks about the Constitution, people who vote for third-party candidates, those who fly the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me flag, people that hold to American traditional Christian values, those people are potential domestic terror threats. And so what we're seeing is a slippery slope where if you adhere to Americanism, you very well could be treated as a terrorist. And as soon as they've done that, after they've justified treating terrorists outside of the law, which is the Constitution, we're in trouble. Remember when Paul was arrested? It was in Acts chapter 22, 25 through 29. Let me read that to you real quick. Excuse me. The chief captain commanded him to be brought to the castle, talking about Paul, and bade that he should be examined by scourging. So in other words, they're just going to whip the snot out of him, that he might know why the people were crying out against him. So this is what they do. The Roman soldiers go, they capture him, they bind him with thongs. And Paul said to the centurion that stood by, "Is it lawful for you to whip a man that is a Roman and uncondemned?" In other words, you're punishing him without a trial, without proving his innocence, without proving his guilt, and without a trial, you're detaining him and you are sentencing him to be punished when he hasn't even been tried or convicted. Now, when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, "Take heed what you do, for this man is a Roman." Then the chief captain came. Now he started this whole big situation, right? The chief captain came and he said to him, "Tell me, are you a Roman?" And Paul said, "Yes." And the chief captain answered, "With a great sum obtained I this freedom." In other words, I paid for my freedom. It's bought and paid for. I am a free Roman citizen. And Paul said, "But I was free born." Okay, so basically he's saying, I was born a Roman citizen. I was born free. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. So the guys that were supposed to examine him, in other words, torture him. The chief captain also was afraid after he knew that Paul was a Roman, and because he had bound him. So he bound a Roman citizen. This is a major no-go at this station, because being a Roman citizen carried with it tremendous rights. You could not be bound as a Roman citizen. You could not be scourged. You could not be punished without a trial. You could not be detained without charges. This was serious. And the Roman officers who did this, when they found out he was a Roman citizen, they were scared to death. They said to themselves, "Oh my goodness, what did we just do?" That's a very powerful thing. The rights that come with being a citizen in the United States, that's what people are clamoring for, to get to the United States, because there is something so special and so unique that an American citizen cannot be held without charges. They cannot be convicted without a trial. They cannot be punished without being convicted. But we're changing all that, only with the exception as if you're a terrorist. Okay, I agree. we should make exceptions. If you're a terrorist, then you shouldn't be able to have the Bill of Rights. You shouldn't be able to have these God-given rights. You don't no longer have these God-given rights if you're a terrorist. Now, for common crimes, then you have rights. Okay, great. Now, what's a terrorist? You have a Bible? Yeah. Not looking good. You believe in homeschooling or alternatives to the public indoctrination system? Yeah. That's okay. That's two strikes against you. You believe in the Constitution? Yeah. Ooh, okay. We're starting to, you're not a common criminal anymore. You're a potential domestic terror threat. When they start to define terrorist, we're in trouble. We cannot allow it. These are so-called Republicans. All right, I just want to give you guys some food for thought there. All right, I don't have all of my thoughts together right now. I'm all stuffed up. My head's all swimmy and everything. Okay, but I just could not address this. There's something that's bothering me about that whole situation. Okay, so anyway, I got that off my chest. We've got a new edition. It's an exclusive edition to Radio Free Readout. I'm looking so forward to this project. Now, codename Fox519, who is on the inside of the he works in the economic, in the world of economics and banking. He has an inside look at what's going on, how what's going on with the economy. He has a very keen eye for interpreting what some of this stuff means. He follows it on a regular basis. Well, he's going to be contributing on a regular basis a Radio Free Readout exclusive edition to our news and commentary called Eye on the Economy. He's done a great job. He's off to a great start, and he wants to do a lot more with this, but we want you just as a supplement, as an additional or as an addition to the news and commentary, we're going to also be featuring the Fox 519's Eye on the Economy. So we're going to debut that. Actually, we played it last week with Stuart Rhodes' coverage of his speech over in Bonner County, Idaho. And I just, right before that aired, I threw that up. And I don't know if a lot of you caught it. So I'm going to re-air that. And then also the new updated Eye on the Economy that Fox 519 sent in for this week as well. So with that, I'm going to turn you over to Fox 519 for this week's Eye on the Economy. Then we'll be right back.
Hello, my fellow readouters. This is Fox 519 with Eye on the Economy. I bring you the stories that affect your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. And now for the financial news. Ladies and gentlemen, Chicago mob politics are back at it again. The state of Illinois is just one step closer to passing their Precious Metals Purchasing Act. SB 3341 has been getting a lot of attention lately after a mention on the Glenn Beck Show last week. Why is this important, you ask? Well, I'll tell you from a historical significance. We are approaching the anniversary of President Roosevelt's infamous executive order, number 6102. Remember, that forbid Americans from keeping gold when the Federal Reserve's currency took a nosedive. If passed, this law will allow the state of Illinois to record all gold and possibly silver purchases over $500. It requires pawnbrokers and coin dealers alike to log all the details about the person who's buying the gold and silver, and they will have to hold those for 5 years. If passed, this law will be an example to other states. They are effectively creating a registry to be able to confiscate gold when our fiat currency finally gives out. Does this sound like any other registry they're trying to create? Fellow patriots, Hitler did the same thing before the war broke out. Sure, this may solve and maybe prevent a few future crimes, but they're peddling the same nonsense about guns. In this circumstance, my friends, more control is not a good thing. They're just trying to get ahead of their own future mistake. And now, we move on. As some of you might be aware, Friday, gold took a very small dip on the rumors that the country of Cyprus will sell 10 tons of its gold bullion reserves to pay back the European Central Bank. It should be noted that this wasn't an actual sell-off of physical gold, but the actual paper stocks. The sell-off of this, quote, paper drove the gold price down to end the COMEX spot price just a little over $1,500. And now the financial commentators are telling you that gold is no place to keep your money. Fellow patriots, the market is a speculative place, a casino of digital money. But historically, silver and gold, along with a strong barter market, have always been a good way to hedge yourself against economic collapse. This decrease in, quote, gold stocks is just another way for central banks to lower the price of metals so they can acquire them physically. They're preparing for the collapse. How about you? My friends, here's my financial advice for this week. Focus on getting out of debt. Stay out of the market. Your families are too important to gamble your future away on a broker who's only in it for the transaction fee. Remember, we have over $160 trillion in unfunded liabilities coming our way in the next 5 years. Retirements are going up. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other entitlement programs, food stamps, TANF, who knows, their limits are going to be reached. It's time to create real wealth. Silver, barter items like lighter, alcohol, food, land, bullets are a great way to build up your wealth and protect your families for generations to come. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fox 519 with Radio Free Readout, signing out with your financial news for this week. Stay safe and God bless.
All right, pretty good, huh? Good job. Codename 519. Good job with the eye on the economy. We're going to look forward to a lot more of those. And I have part two, part B, if you will, that'll be playing later on in the show here in just actually a little bit, because this is going to be a shortened version. Okay, another thing too. I got to go see how many of you have heard of The Virtual President? The Virtual President, it's brilliant. This man, his real name is Bill Whittle. He is out of Los Angeles. He began a personal campaign. He really found his niche. Very brilliant. He has begun a YouTube video series, and he has a website called MrVirtualPresident.com. And I'm going to post one of the YouTube videos on just one of the topics that he covered on the Second Amendment. It's a great speech that he did. But he spoke yesterday, last night, at the Coeur d'Alene Inn over in Coeur d'Alene in Idaho. And it was a real treat. It was put on by the North Idaho Tea Party Patriots, the Pachyderm Club, the Reagan Republicans. It was just a coalition of conservative and Tea Party and Republican groups, including the Oath Keepers. So I want to extend a special, very special thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the amazing, great folks at Oath Keepers for the invite to be able to go to this dinner and associate with a lot of other patriots and conservatives to hear the virtual president. Ladies and gentlemen, the virtual president of the United States. He covers several topics that are hot topics today, and define, outline some action plans, how we can take America back. I agree with a lot of what he had to say. I could do a full show, a commentary, item by item, where I disagree on some areas, or I think that maybe he's misguided on a couple areas, and then he is dead on a lot of areas. But you know what? None of us are going to agree on every single topic, all right? But we do need to band together as God-fearing, liberty-loving Americans who want to cherish, who want to hold to our heritage. We do need to set aside some of our differences, and we need to focus on the big things, you know, major in the majors and don't major in the minors, and find that common ground and push through. So anyway, that was a really good thing. And for those of you who haven't heard of him, I just want to encourage you to go and check out some of his work, and I'll post a link there. You can go to MrVirtualPresident.com. I'll post a link on the highlights and resources posting. And then, of course, I'll also post his YouTube video that he has on the Second Amendment, so you can check that out. Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Amron Nets, our very first Amron Net that took place last Thursday evening at actually Wednesday evening as well, but Thursday night was the big push. And that was April 18th in celebration of Paul Revere's ride, which we talked about last week. And Then we're going to talk about the Patriot and Preparedness Rally that is coming July 26th, 27th, and 28th. That's Friday through Sunday in northern Idaho. So that and a lot more when we come back. Check us out at facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt. And you can always email me as well at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Stay right there. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy. All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American redoubt.
If you are a God-fearing patriot and love liberty and the spirit of America, you may be feeling like a foreigner in your own country. If that sounds like you, then the American Redoubt might be the right move for you. The momentum is building, and many families are taking refuge among like-minded patriots all across the inland Pacific Northwest. If you are considering joining the hundreds of families that are moving to higher ground, then check out the resources located at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com and click on the tab labeled Relocate.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
Okay, we're back. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am fighting a cold that is just whooping my butt. Dealing with it for about 4 or 5 days. I'm feeling kind of okay-ish, but got a little bit of swimmy-headed going on, a little kind of stuffed up. I'm kind of out of focus and off my game. But I don't care because I'm with you guys, and that means a lot. I mentioned right before the break, you can visit us at facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt. And stay up on the, you know, the latest and greatest and news and updates and things like that. I want to extend a huge thank you to the lady who is heading that campaign up. Really helping out with the Twitter and the Facebook account. Really dominating the Facebook issue. And Kate, I want to tell you that I feel bad because I haven't taken the time to tell you how much I appreciate it. Mostly because I can't tell you how much I really appreciate it because I don't have the words. Amazing work you're doing over there to help spread the American Redoubt, awareness of the American Redoubt movement, and to help promote Radio Free Redoubt as a voice of encouragement to God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots across the American Redoubt, and including all of the patriots that love Americanism that are stranded out there in occupied territory outside the wire. So thank you. You are a true patriot for everything that you're doing. God bless you and your family. Okay, let's see here. We are, what do I want to talk about first? Let's talk about the April 18th Amron net. Last Thursday, we had our very first net. That was the official kickoff, but actually Wednesday evening on the 17th, we had our HF digital net, and that was using PSK31. And we've talked about that tons. I'm not going to revisit it right now, although we will do that in the future for our newer listeners that are just coming on board. They're like, PSKH, what F? So just relax. You can go back and listen to previous shows. Get brought back up to speed on that. You can read some of our articles. You can read the communications page. And we're always adding more stuff to that all the time. Paul Revere, he warned the Patriots that danger was coming, that the British troops were coming, that the Redcoats were on the move, that they were coming into the bay, that they were beginning an assault. We don't use horses today. A lot of you do. I don't have a horse, but I have a ham radio. A lot of you have ham radios. If there's something going on the outside the American redoubt, we might need to know. If conventional communications are down, ham radio is there. Okay, so this is a way to keep communities connected. Now, it's going to allow you within your community to stay communicating with one another, including keeping your leadership communicating with each other. Then it's designed to help you communicate with the community next to you. So in a county, you can have three or four towns being able to communicate with one another, sharing critical information. And then, of course, regionally, and then across the American redoubt. And this is going to be duplicated in other future emerging redoubts across the United States and other pockets and enclaves of conservative patriots. What we are trying to do is we kind of loosely dubbed the Golden Spike, Operation Golden Spike. And that is to join the Eastern United States with the Western United States in terms of being able to communicate. Now, Wednesday night was a digital net, and right now it's on the 80-meter band. Propagation has not been cooperating. There were several contacts from Montana and Idaho. Actually, there were four contacts, all within the American redoubt, just using PSK-31. That was encouraging, but they didn't talk to anyone using PSK-31, this digital mode, that's where you can text to one another across the radio waves. They never got any further than Montana. So if there was any critical information, they were basically in the dark from critical information coming from the rest of the United States and vice versa. We are going to be revisiting our what bands we're using and at what time of the day and so on and so forth. There were several contacts in other parts of the United States where they were trying to contact the American redoubt, were unable to because of propagation. The atmosphere was not cooperating and radio waves just were not bouncing around where we needed them to. Although there were folks in Texas and Ohio and Missouri and Georgia who were all able to talk to one another. And there were folks in the American redoubt that were able to talk to one another, but they couldn't, these two different groups couldn't connect because of this poor propagation. There are other bands that would operate better at different times of day for different reasons. So my point is, for those of you who are ham operators, shortwave radio listeners, you understand this lingo and what I'm trying to say. Okay, for the rest of you, hang in there. The next night, we had the voice nets. Very similar results. Lots of great feedback from you guys. Thank you so much for your feedback. What we did is we had a password that was our live chat, which is operational during these nets and then for 48 hours after the net is over, the communications net is over. And this allows folks to be able to communicate with one another live on the internet while they're practicing, trying to work out some of the bugs in their communications. We set that up, unlike last year, T-Rex 2012, the Teotihuacan readiness exercise. The only way you could get into the chat room on this last net was by entering the password, which was the net word of the week. The only way you could get that password is if you heard it by listening to the Amron net on Wednesday night or Thursday night. So with that, there was a very limited amount of people checking in, people who heard the net word of the day and said, aha, that's the net word of the day. I now have the password to get into this chat room so I can start live chatting with other people that are participating in the net. The problem with that is there's people all across the country that didn't get the word of the day because they couldn't because of poor propagation. We're going to change that. So we are going to issue on the website the net word of the week. Well, no, we're going to issue a password for the Chatsy live chat room during these communication nets. And then we're going to come up with a different way to authenticate so we know that when you're making contact or hearing a message coming across on the radio nets. You can email in to amron@radiofreereadout.com. Let us know, hey, I heard the message. I heard guys talking. I heard people talking. And so hooray for me, because I was able to hear what you guys were saying. Anyway, more details are going to be emailed out to you that are American Readout Network members and Amron operators. And then, of course, we'll be posting more stuff up on the website for that. Now, the real exciting part is I got word from the net control station over in North Idaho. They did a VHF, you know, the 2-meter net, and had a great turnout. I guess 8 or 9 check-ins on that net. Several ham operators. This isn't HF. This isn't long-range communications. This is just local VHF communications using 2-meter ham radios. And so they had 9 different redoubters, Amron operators, that were able to check in. Sometime during that net, they turn around and they attempt to make contact or put information out using the CB or FRS or MERS and try to keep the public informed on the same information that they're getting across the net. So this is in its infancy stage, but it is already, we're going to be implementing some major changes thanks to your feedback and support. So that was really good stuff. All right. A lot more to come on that. Oh, somebody mentioned, let's see here. Net ops would be clearer for all concerned if you would just post Zulu time for one and all. We don't live in the Pacific time zone. I chose the Pacific time zone for a couple reasons. First of all, it gives people that aren't real familiar with Zulu time kind of a point of reference. Like 2:30 in the morning Zulu time. What does that mean? Okay, I put Pacific time zone. So you could say, oh, okay, hey, that's only an hour away from me. All right, I get that. Yeah, I'll tune in at that time. Now, I didn't think that would confuse anybody. If it did, let me know. I just thought it would be kind of a backup, redundant system that would kind of help people more accurately identify the time in their local area. Should we just keep just Zulu time posted for those HF nets? It's up to you guys. I'll leave it up to you guys. Let me know. The password retrieval is vague. Simple systems work better. I'm not sure exactly what this Amron operator was saying there. It didn't really kind of develop that whole thought there. But I think, if I understand it correctly, we are making changes to the password that will be made available on the website. So you can just go right into the chat room. You can participate with other people. Where you guys are trying to work some of the bugs out that are trying to communicate with each other and having some difficulty, this will allow you to do that. Let me take a quick break and go get some water. And when I come back, I'm going to finish this up by talking about the Patriot and Preparedness Expo coming up on July 27th and 26th, 27th, and 28th, 2013. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Eye on the Economy with your fellow readouter, Fox 519. I'm bringing you the news that affects your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. First off, we here at Eye on the Economy want to send our prayers for healing for those affected by the terrible events in Boston and West Texas this week. We pray that God brings peace and healing to those whose lives were changed forever. And now, on to the news. In my quest to bring you more information about what went on in the financial and gold markets this week, I came across an excellent interview with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury to former President Ronald Reagan. Dr. Roberts, on Greg Hunter's show this week, USA Watchdog, was able to explain the following about what's going on with the gold prices.
Well, when it hit over $1,900, the Federal Reserve panicked because they realized that with the dollar deteriorating so rapidly, compared to bullion prices, that soon it would also deteriorate in its exchange value to other currencies.
Later in the interview, Dr. Roberts went on to explain that the Fed used a series of naked shorts, which is a common technique for driving down a paper stock price by dumping the stock rapidly in through multiple brokerage houses. What this does, my fellow patriots, is create a series of panic sells, and thus driving the market price down rapidly. Fellow patriots and preppers, why did this happen? I believe now we are beginning to see an all-out assault on other competitive sound currencies. This is not a good sign. When the Federal Reserve begins to attempt to collapse other currencies, be it gold or silver, this means they are beginning to run out of moves on the financial chessboard. And we all know when the world begins to lose faith in the dollar, we know what's coming next. Just as I have said in previous broadcasts, now is the time to continue to hedge yourself with metals if you can spare it. Keep up with gathering your readiness supplies, and make sure you leave a little room for silver. It's a great trading commodity as well as a true constitutional currency. Please take some time to pray for those who are affected by the terrible events this week. And for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519, signing off. God bless.
Hi, this is Evelyn with a communication tip in a minute from Radio Free Readout. When it comes to monitoring for information using a scanner or a shortwave receiver, it's a great idea to pre-program the frequencies you'll be monitoring now. This will eliminate additional stress during an emergency situation by being able to go right to a desired frequency or set of frequencies at the push of a button. It's also a great idea to keep a printed hard copy of the frequencies next to your communications equipment with the names of the channels as well as the pre-programmed channel preset numbers. And remember to practice using your communications equipment often. This has been a public service announcement to support the CH3 Project and AMRON, the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Readout at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something.
I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction, been wrestling with demons in small bottle prisons, been talking to sinners who claim to be Christians.
Okay, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for your patience with me dealing with all stuffed up and everything. Final segment in episode 1208. I want to talk about this Northwest Patriots rally, the spirit of independence. This is a patriot and preparedness rally. There's going to be several speakers lined up right now, and this is going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. The details, as this thing's being organized, the details are forthcoming, and new developments are emerging from this all the time. But this will be at Farragut State Park, which is just outside of Bayview, Idaho, and it's just east of Athol, Idaho. And several of the speakers that are going to be there include Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. This is an Oath Keeper sponsored event, so we're honored to have them here in the American Redoubt, and especially in an area that is so thick with patriots, redoubters, okay? But check this lineup out. Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers, Sheriff Mack, Chuck Baldwin, Dale Pierce, Chris Ann Hall, constitutional specialist speakers. There's going to be a Sunday morning service. Jordan Page, a patriot folk and rock singer, entertainer, is going to be there. There are some others, too, that I don't have on this list, and I can't remember their names right now. There's some other names that are coming up, and I'm going to keep you guys posted as that more details come out on this. I'm also going to post the PDF file on today's highlights and resources posting. So you can print that out and start spreading the word, post it on your Facebook page, post it on, you know, Twitter, spread the word. This needs to be a huge turnout. And what this is going to be, the vision for this Northwest Patriot and Preparedness Rally, this is going to be the Patriot Woodstock, the Patriot and Preparedness, oh, come on, Sturgis. This is going to be the Patriots' answer to a major rally out there, but only it's going to be for conservative patriot Americans, and it's going to be a preparedness rally. There's going to be, I believe, two, possibly three staging areas, one main stage, two smaller areas with a lot of preparedness stuff. There's going to be classes going on. There's going to be demonstrations going on covering preparedness. There's going to be workshops on security. The free markets, barter, networking, sound money. There's going to be several speakers talking about policy and law, from the Second Amendment to property rights, state sovereignty, healthcare. It's going to be Tea Party organizations. The John Birch Society, I believe, is being invited. The 17th Lightfoot Militia. Several different organizations that will be there for security. They're going to be talking about communications, weapons, different tactics and techniques, and organization preparedness. There's going to be workshops and demonstrations and speaking on everything from food, water, shelter, emergency medical classes, and just a lot of great stuff that's going to be going on. So tell your friends, your family, your like-minded family, get this PDF file, print it out, get it shot out to your friends. And we're hoping for a major turnout on this. There's some real heavy guns as far as big name speakers that will be at this event. Now, Radio Free Redoubt will be covering that event. And so we're really proud to be a part of it. Now, if you know someone who would like to participate as a vendor, if you're a beekeeper, if you have some type of preparedness, whether you're making candles, making soap, whether you're reloading, whether you're whatever it is, your niche, okay, and it falls into that self-sufficiency preparedness prepper category. If you got a small business and it's something you would like to demonstrate, like to sell, put on display, if you have a special skill that you'd be willing to put on a small class or a workshop for, to help share the knowledge and help others, under any of these categories that I mentioned, let us know. I'll get you in touch with the right people. I will definitely make sure that you have a place there. If you need a 10x20 booth, a typical vendor size booth area, we'll make that happen. Now, it is in an open, 40, 50, 60-acre field. There's going to be certain areas that are going to be cordoned off for various different activities, whether it's a vendor, whether it's training, whether it's the speakers at a big stage, the big stage area. But there will be overnight camping available, and that'll start about 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon. They're going to break camp about 2 p.m. on Sunday. You're going to have a prayer breakfast Sunday morning. Just a ton of stuff going on with that. If you're interested in being a vendor, if you're interested in possibly even speaking, and you have some niche, ministry, some type of calling that would fit in with this Northwest Patriots and Preparedness Rally, let us know. You can email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. I will get your information passed on to the people that will hook you up. You will need your own cover. If you need a tent, awning, tables, all that is on you. But there are spaces that are available. That's pretty much it as far as that goes. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hang this up because I'm about ready to lose my voice. So, I covered everything that I mainly wanted to cover, and not as thoroughly as I wanted to on a couple things, but I'm going to be putting some postings up over this week that's going to shed a little bit more light. We got a week and a half before our next scheduled AMRON net. So we got some bugs to work out. We're going to be posting those details and emailing those out to you, those that are members, and keeping everybody up to speed and let you know of any and all changes that are going to be taking place, because we want maximum participation. Remember, when everything goes down, we need to be able to stay up. I just want to thank everybody who did participate, people who attempted to participate. Just God bless all of you guys for that, for doing your part. Okay, I'm going to let all you guys go. And we're not going to do an episode of Cloak and Dagger this week. Remember, I'm still in the middle of this kind of strange time window here that I've been in for the last, you know, three and a half months. And so things are about ready to smooth out here in a couple weeks. And they won't be so sketchy, and won't be able to get have a problem getting the shows out on time. Those will be very rare exceptions and not the rule. And so once again, God bless all of you guys for your patience, and thank you for your prayers and for sticking around. We got to stick together, right? There's going to come a time we're all going to need each other. Okay, guys, you have a great one. We're going to be talking to you again in 2 weeks. So meet us again on May 5th. That'll be episode 1310. And we're going to talk about the public school system in the American Redoubt and across the country. Some of the problems in the public school systems, where it's real easy to point out problems. We're going to give you solutions. We're going to be talking about alternatives to the public indoctrination system and why. And we're going to give you some resources to help you make decisions. We're going to be doing some interviews with some folks that have got some great insight, some great information on alternatives to public schools, how we can make that possible for you to protect your children's, their minds, their hearts, their souls. Because there's a battlefield out there, and the public schools are a battlefield. And your children, they are the targets, and they're not equipped for that battle yet, okay? You need to learn how to equip them. In the meantime, you need to learn how to protect them from the onslaught of the left-wing indoctrination machine that is grinding our children up, okay? So anyway, a lot more on that in episode 1310, which will be coming up on Sunday evening, May 5th. Join us then. All right, guys, don't forget to check us out on Facebook /Radio Free Redoubt. Our website, www.radiofreeredoubt.com, for those of you who are listening on CD or on your iPods. And also, feel free to email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. If you're interested in becoming a member and joining the American Redoubt Network, you can do that. Just follow the instructions. Click on join, and then click on the highlight link that says, about the American Redoubt and AMRON. Learn more, follow the instructions. Shoot us an email and put, I'm a redoubter in the subject line. And we'll make sure you get processed. And codename Chloe will make sure you are all taken care of. All right, you guys have a great week. God bless. And just be safe out there. And until we talk to you again in emails and on the air, you all have a safe week. God bless you and your families. You've been listening to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt at Radio Free Redoubt. Good night.